With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The founder of Facebook has dinner with President-elect Trump.
Wednesday night's dinner at Mar-a-Lago in Florida brought together Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and the former president who was once banned from Facebook. Trump was kicked off the social network following the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot, but the company restored his account early last year. Zuckerberg has taken a more positive stance toward the president-elect and has complained that senior Biden administration officials pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amazon workers are planning a worldwide strike from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. The strike is called Make Amazon Pay, and it seeks to hold Amazon accountable for what organizers describe as labor abuse and environmental degradation. UNI Global Union says thousands of demonstrators in more than 20 countries will take part. Amazon defended the treatment of its workers, saying it provides great pay, great benefits, and great opportunities. Also at SRNnews.com, holiday travel may offer young people opportunities to assist parents and grandparents with a backlog of tech problems. Bob Agnew has more.
Experts say there are several ways that tech-savvy can help. They might start by making sure operating systems are updating automatically for the best protection against malware and viruses. They can help make sure devices have enough storage by freeing up space through cloud backups and clearing browser caches. Introducing family members to password managers means they'll no longer have to memorize a growing list of passwords. And some older loved ones may need to be reminded and educated about online scams. Bob Agnew reporting.
Some organic eggs sold at Costco are being recalled. Nearly 11,000 cartons are being recalled due to concerns they may be contaminated with salmonella. The affected products are the organic pasture-raised 24-count eggs sold under Costco's Kirkland signature. This is SRN News. The Bible will be coming to Texas classrooms, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The state's education board has voted to allow Bible-infused teachings in elementary schools under an optional new curriculum. The final vote was 8-7, with supporters pointing out the Bible is a core feature of American history and that teaching it will enrich lessons. Texas schools, which serve more than 5 million public school students, can begin using the Bible materials in kindergarten through fifth grade classrooms as early as next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Swiss watchmaker Swatch wins a suit against the Malaysian government after a court ordered the return of 172 watches seized during last year during designs that included LGBT elements. Authorities seized the watches during raids on Swatch outlets in May of 2023. Swatch contested allegations that the watches are harmful. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump calls Mexico's new president, saying the two have made a deal on illegal immigration.
After their call, Donald Trump said Mexico's leader had agreed to stop migration across the border with immediate effect, saying it was progress in ending what he called an illegal invasion. President Sheinbaum has since posted in social media that Mexico's position is not to close borders, but to build bridges between governments and between peoples. Earlier this week, Mr. Trump threatened to impose import tariffs on Mexican goods if its southern neighbor failed to stop drugs and migrants crossing into the U.S.
Vito the Pug is the winner of the 2024 National Dog Show. He was named Best in Show Thursday afternoon, beating a crowd of over 1,900 other dogs. Vito is the first of his breed to win in the show's decades-long run. A long-haired Welsh Terrier named Verde was named Reserve Best in Show. More details at SRNnews.com.